The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a telephone listen line if you'd like to listen as you travel. That's 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. And today we're going to be talking with our dear friend and farmer, Werner Bock. Welcome, Werner Bock.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. And Werner Bock is in New Brunswick, Canada. And he and I are farmers, and we're going to be talking about something that was quite terrifying at one time. And we're going to be talking about mad cow disease. We're going to be talking about what our thoughts are about it. And we'll be talking about radiation. We'll be talking about microwaves. We'll be talking about measurements that Werner has taken in New Brunswick, Canada. And we're also going to discuss why we're concerned. Mad cow disease is something that has spread into the United States. It's bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE as it's abbreviated, and it's transmissible. It's a slowly progressible, degenerative, and fatal disease. It affects the central nervous system of adult cattle. And the U.S. DEA, also known as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has tested hundreds of thousands of cattle for BSE, and the researchers believe that it's the infectious agent that causes mad cow disease is an abnormal version of a protein normally found on cell surfaces called a prion. And it alters and destroys nervous system tissue, the brain, and the spinal cord. And we're still not sure exactly why. At least that's the information that I have. Werner, you're very concerned about BSE or mad cow disease as well.
Yeah. As I say, not as much anymore concerned because I don't have cattle anymore. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the excellent assistance and expertise that's being passed to onto us here in New Brunswick. With the great expertise in the Department of Agriculture, the reason that at one time was self-sufficient in food production and in beef is now importing over 90% of their food. So much about government agencies and government experts being the solution to problems. And when it comes to BSE, there, when it was a real pressing issue there several years back, when you're on your side of the border, the American government barred the import of Canadian beef because of BSE, cases of BSE in Western Canada. It basically knocked the wind out of most of the beef farmers and basically took their financial basis away, and they just plain closed the doors. But there has been an ongoing war on to the farmers who have been farming organically and sustainable by mainstream media, by the so-called experts, by big multinational corporations and their incestuous relationship with government agencies, you know. And most of the public, they're being basically brainwashed that it's the small beef farmers that are the problem. We had the problem about the BSE outbreaks, and it wasn't the small beef farmers. It were big multinational corporations like Cargill and several others who operate vertical integration in, especially in Western Canada, where they have the big feedlots, they got the slaughterhouses, and they got the feed mills. And they were mainly recycling waste from the slaughterhouses and mixing it into cattle feed. And then there was another issue where for about 2 years, the Food and Drug Administration and Department of Agriculture, they turned a blind eye where residues from sheep slaughtering from Australia and New Zealand were being imported here into North America. And sheep carry a disease that's very much related to BSE. It's called scabies. And basically, the government, they turned a blind eye. Even though it was outlawed, they kept importing it and allowed it to be imported. Basically, they were asleep at the switch.
Werner, there's a term called rendering.
Yeah, this is basically where slaughterhouse waste or cattle that have died, they were they're getting cooked up, you know, and ground up and mixed into feed. But that is not happening on the farm. That is happening in those big integrated, vertical integrated enterprises. You know, the big multinational corporations. Everything for a buck.
I don't know if I've shared this with you, but when I lived in Virginia on the East Coast, a little closer to you, I had a computer manufacturing company. And I built networks for lots of businesses, hospitals, doctor's offices, dentist's offices, and concrete manufacturing companies. I mean, the list was pretty large of the types of companies. So I got a chance to see a lot of the inside of how companies work. And one of our customers was a rendering company. And literally, they had trucks that rode around with these big circular tanks on the back. And they had a little crane. And so if a deer was killed on the side of the road, they would pick it up. If cows died in the field, they would go and pick them up. If the power failed in these large chicken factory houses where there are, you know, 5,000 chickens all in a chicken barn, if the power failed and they overheated in the summer because the ventilation system stopped working, those dead birds would be scooped up with front-end loaders and brought to this truck. And the truck would pick up euthanized animals from kill-type animal shelters. I guess that's a mixed term, and they would be brought to the rendering plant where they would be ground up, so fur and all kinds of dead animals, cows, chickens, horses, deer, roadkill, diseased animals that were put down because they, you know, had cancer. All these animals would be just picked up, ground up at the rendering plant, and then cooked into a slurry, and that slurry would be sold as protein, and it would be sold for dog food. So when you look at the color of dog food, it kind of looks like ground up dead animals. Yeah, literally. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah. So since you mentioned about deer, you know, roadkill, another version is of BSE is deer wasting disease. It's all related. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease is the human version. And deer wasting disease. Some hunters, you know, especially in the West, what I was reading about, they came down with that disease. And another source about transmitting of of CJ, the human version of BSE, is being acquired in can be acquired by surgery in hospital. When the equipment has not been properly sterilized.
Mm-hmm. So, some more of that story is that these animals are ground up, and then that's hair and all, hoofs, everything. Just the whole animal just put in there, ground up, cooked, and this slurry is protein, and it's sold to the dog food manufacturers, and they add whatever percentage of protein they want to be in their pet food. So your dog food may have 21% protein, it may have 22, 25, 28, 26. It may have, you know, different amount of this slurry, this rendered animal guts, waste, disease, and so forth. And I've also mentioned that I met a lot of people who worked there in the office. Now, the office was, you know, couple hundred feet away from where they cooked and ground up these dead animals. And those people were very healthy. And they were very hairy. The ladies who worked there, you know, in their 20s, would show me their arms. They say, look at this. And they were, you know, it's not like they were gorillas. It's not like that. But they had a lot of peach fuzz on their arms. And their hair on their head was really healthy looking. So it was like their skin was fertilized to grow hair. And that's what it was like. And they said that it was because of the protein in the air that traveled from the rendering plant to their skin. And they never got sick. And that's what they said. However, what they were doing was working in an office where they were processing all kinds of animal byproducts. And if you look at the bag of your dog food, you'll see that it has all kinds of parts of all kinds of animals, as ingredients. And if you wonder where that comes from, it comes from this process of rendering as we pick up dead animals along the road. So if you ever wonder where they go, that's one of the places where they go. So these are animals that are not just freshly killed for food. These are animals that have been dead for, you know, a day or two or five or a week. But by cooking it, it seems to make it
palatable.
A little safer. A little safer. But I'm not interested in eating dog food. And I'm not interested in eating rendered meat either. But I wanted to share that with you, Werner. And so we're talking about mad cow disease. And we believe that part of the reason is we're feeding cows to cows.
No, Vincent, not we.
Well, they. Excuse me. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Not you and me. They are.
the traditional farmers.
Modelist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Werner Bach is with us, and Werner Bach is a farmer in New Brunswick, Canada. And we're talking about mad cow disease, and prior to this we were talking about rendering animals. And Werner, let me just share a little bit more. So some of the fat that comes from this rendering process is skimmed off the top. Some of it goes to the animals, and some of it, along with fat that comes from the clean out of the grease traps at restaurants, is saved for another use. And that use is cosmetics. Cosmetics in the industry where mostly women will apply these potions to their faces and their skin to make them look different from the way they naturally look. Some might say they look better with them, but the grease from the rendering and from the grease traps of restaurants is saved to as an ingredient for cosmetics. So if you're wondering where those oily substances come from, there you go. I think.
Vincent, I want to bring the attention.
Werner, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, Werner, I want could to bring the attention to another aspect. And when I became more aware about BSE, or Creutzfeldt Jakob disease,
yes.
It was about 12 years ago or so when it was very much in the news. I was listening one night to Coast to Coast, and they had a guest on, and he was talking about that during the Second World War, the Japanese, when they occupied the Indonesia, parts of Indonesia, is that they were experimenting with developing CJD as a biological weapon, where the scientists deliberately infected some of the headhunter tribes who practice in their ritual cannibalism. They deliberately infected them with CJD, you know, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Yes, mad cow
disease. In order to develop it as a biological weapon. And then I was asking myself the question, by the end of the war, after the end of the war, a lot of the technology from the German and Japanese scientists, they were being picked up by the Allied governments and further developed. And then about 20 years ago, I read that of the British Isles, there was one island that was completely blocked for anybody to enter it because of it was so heavy, contaminated with anthrax. And I asked myself the question, where were the first outbreaks, known outbreaks, massive outbreaks of CJD or BSE? They were on the British Isles. And I was wondering if the those mad scientists weren't experimenting with, when they picked up the technology, weren't continue to experiment with CJD or BSE, and some of it got away. Maybe it mm-hmm. got away intentionally, or maybe it was an accident. But when we look at sudden outbreaks of diseases, you know, the way they happen, like Lyme disease, you know, and first outbreaks were not far away from Plum Island. So I'm asking the question, were those eventually accidental releases, or were they intentional releases of some of the diseases? And I remember there about 40 or 50 years ago when they started with the EU, they had the agenda of basically eliminating at least 80% of the smaller farms, you know, in favor of big farming corporations. And as I say, we have to look at all different aspects.
You know, I was watching a series on the screen with the family last night, and it's about the Manhattan Project. And one of the characters was a physicist. His name was Niels Bohr, quantum physicist. And he said, "Is it big enough?" And what he meant was, well, I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you what he meant when he said, "Is it big enough?"
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And during the last segment, I was mentioning the question that was asked by Niels Bohr during the development of the atomic bomb. Is it big enough? And one might think he was saying, is it big enough to, kill the enemy? And what he meant was, is it big enough to end this insanity? Because we've tried TNT, trinitrotoluene. We've tried machine guns. We've tried poison gas. We've blistered skin. We've tried lots of ways of killing in mass. And his question, I believe, related to how can we be sure that the atomic bomb is big enough to end the insatiable appetite for the horror and destruction of man-made devices on the rest of mankind? And that's a great question. Is it big enough? And obviously, we're still killing people. We're still killing people with weapons, and we're still starting wars, and we're still pushing around small countries because we've got some of those devices. We've got some in our arsenal, and we can vaporize any city on the planet at will. You know, some guy could have a bad swing on the golf course. Well, in our case, it would be the golf course, or it could be just not dropping the ball through the hoop. And he could say, you know what, that's it, let's vaporize those guys. Imagine that. So that's what I think was meant by Niels Bohr when he asked the question, is it big enough? Werner Bach, we were talking about Japan using biological weapons. You know, are they big enough? And so we've experimented with all kinds of weapons. Projectiles, we've sliced and diced people. We've given them injections to kill them. We have cut their heads off. We've set them up in front of firing squads. We've mowed them down and pushed them into mass graves with bulldozers. We've vaporized them with atomic weapons. And there's no end in sight. There's no end in sight what madmen are doing. And who are these madmen? And I suggest that, class, if you have the time, that you watch the series Manhattan. It's about the Manhattan Project. And you'll see in this series, I'm sure a lot of it's embellished, but you'll see these little people who decide that they want to be in charge, like the military police. And they want to tell everybody what to do. And they want to arrest people. And there's even a point in the series where a person, a scientist, is murdered. A mathematician is murdered. And it's covered up. And it's used as a way for the military police to have even more power to tell people what to do. And if you extrapolate that out to today, that's what's happening with our freedoms. The police are telling us what to do. You know, you go through these checkpoints, and if they're willing to let you go through, you go through. Otherwise, you may get shot or arrested. And if you happen to run for office and win, you may get arrested as well, as did Mike Parsons. And now you're starting to see with the Donald Trump phenomenon that the Republican Party is doing everything they can to stop his progress. Everything they can. And it looks like there's a statement from one of the higher-ups in the Republican Party that what's happening is a disgrace. And the quote is something like, well, just may have to burn the Republican Party down in Colorado. Werner, what's happening? What are your thoughts about microwaves? You've been measuring them out in your neck of the woods.
My veteran artist, she ordered two detection devices to monitor about microwaves.
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
We have two detection devices, and they are very effective. And we located the sources of the microwaves and the density. And it's quite a learning process around here. Basically, where we are living here, they got this valley, this farm, they got it all covered. There's one big microwave tower within three-quarter of a mile, and there's a massive radiation hitting us here at the house. And then there are different stations around the surrounding woods that surrounded farmland and tall pine trees or tall spruce trees. And there are different locations where relays have been installed now for a long while, where people where they can bombard anyone they want with a microwave or whatever they got. Because the meter, as soon as you point it towards that direction, it goes right in the upper range of red, you know.
You're absolutely right. And
including in our newly opened food supermarket. As soon as we approach, it's all over the supermarket, inside the supermarket, and but when we approach the cash register, it pretty near went off the scale.
Okay, so the microwave radiation that you've detected peaked as you got closer to the cash register.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I found. I haven't found it around the cash register, but what I have found is as you get closer to computers, the electromagnetic radiation does increase. And I have a tri-field meter that I've used. Dr. Shuley has one as well. And I walked around our house with it, and I was very, very careful when I built this house to eliminate as much of the electromagnetic radiation as I could. We do not have Wi-Fi running in the farmhouse. Don't have it on the farm. I could turn it on, you know, at any point just by going to a computer and logging into my router and turning on Wi-Fi, but I've turned that off. Glass, you can do that as well. If you go into the address of your router, and mine would be like 192.168.1. something, and then you could, with your password and account, log in as the administrator, go to the Wi-Fi setup and disable it. It's as simple as that. And you can disable your Wi-Fi on the fly. And most routers are set up as 192.168.1. something. And look it up. Just go to your favorite search engine and look up how to disable Wi-Fi. Another way to do it is if you're going to sleep at night, just unplug the power supply to your router. It's as simple as that. It stops it. But it doesn't stop your neighbors, their routers, their wireless, from entering your house. And if you have a wireless device like an iPad or a computer and just, you know, go to set up Wi-Fi and just look at all the choices that you have. I'm sure you've seen it if you go to a hotel or motel or restaurant, you want to find out what Wi-Fi is available. You find lots to choose from. You just don't always have the access to them, but you can see that they're out there. Well, you're absolutely right. And what I found in our farmhouse was that we have a General Electric gas stove, and the right by the clock, there's a lot of electromagnetic radiation. And we have a microwave oven that we use. It's like a range hood microwave oven. I bought it because it was less expensive to have a microwave oven range hood than it was to have a range hood to exhaust the cooking fumes out, you know, outside. And the clock on that, which is always going, has a lot of electromagnetic radiation. Move over to the refrigerator, and you have a lot out there too. And sometimes, depending on your telephone, you might have some. If you have an electronic telephone, you might find some more there. You might find some by your computer monitor and also by your computer. And so I'm in the studio right now, and there are multiple computers, but they are on, I've made some extension cords, cables, and the computers are about 15 feet away from me. So normally you don't see a computer that is not next to the monitor. My computers in the studio are about 15 feet away. And then the monitors, I'm sitting at the microphone, and I cannot touch any of the monitors. They're that far away from me. They're at I'm on a very wide table, and I'm stretching my left hand out. The closest monitor to my left hand is a foot away with my arm stretched out. So I have, and distance is your friend, class. The farther away you can keep these electronic devices, the better. And if you're going to use a cell phone, which I recommend you dump your cell phone, but if you're determined to carry one with you, don't put it in your pocket. Certainly don't, men, don't put it in your right front pants pocket. I mean, why would you do that? Think about, you know, the proximity there. And why would you, ladies, why would you carry one in your bra? I mean, why would you do that? Think about that. Think about the breast cancer. And then you're noticing that more and more people are getting brain cancer. And why would that be? Well, obviously, there's a correlation with the cell phones. Left side of the brain. Most people are right-handed, so they write with the right hand. They use their phone with their left hand, so the left side of the head is where the cell phones normally are, and there's microwave transmissions right there, right next to, touching your skull. Straight shot through the ear into the brain. It makes absolutely no sense to do that. So if you're going to use a cell phone, keep it at a distance. Use it as a speakerphone or use it with one of those earbuds and microphones. Werner?
Vincent, may I regress for a moment?
Sure.
In regard to when we were talking about BSE, and I was doing some reading up about different things, and a lot of the most dangerous pathogens and cultures have been shipped without biosecurity from one university lab to another. And there, about 30 or 40 years ago, a neighbor, he referred me to, he said that the survey at a university, at an American university, there years earlier, and they asked the students, would you be willing to kill someone for $50,000? And what I understood...
Hold that thought. Hold class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Werner Bach is with us from New Brunswick, Canada. We're talking about mad cow disease. We're talking about the horrors of war and weapons and killing people. And, Werner, did you say a university was asking its students would they be willing to kill someone for $50,000?
And according to what I checked on, 40% answered with yes, if they can get away with it, if it can be proven to them. Mm. And that this was about, it must have been at least 40 years ago, I think somewhere in the 80s or late 70s, when the survey was being done. And I don't think the morals have improved any. And the more the money comes into play, and then more the students are weighed down with heavy tuition fees, and they have to mortgage half of their lifetime if they ever can pay off the mortgage. You know, they are basically under the gun financially.
Well, the United States Army pays less than that to kill people. I just looked it up. A private makes about, with less than 2 years' experience, makes less than $20,000. Makes $20,600 a year. Okay, a private first class makes $21,664 a year with less than 2 years' experience. So for less than $22,000, you can get these people on board to kill people.
Well, you know, since you quote a few figures, this mm-hmm. might be of interest too. Here in Canada, the a young fellow when he just comes from boot camp, you know, RCMP boot camp. He starts out the first 3 years with $54,000 a year, and after 3 years without merit or without promotion, he gets booted up to, $74,000 a year.
Yeah.
And the way it looks, you know, the Canadian dollar is now a little bit over 70 cents American. Mm-hmm. So the financial situation of the Canadian government is not that rosy either, you know. But, I think, especially in North America, too many people, they are living in a make-believe world, you know. While the government is selling off their assets, their countries, from underneath them. You know, big multinational corporations, they grab it and then they suffer the resources out to some other countries where they have cheap labor.
Werner, according to, and I just looked this up, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Occupational Employment Statistics Survey as of May 2008, so that's, you know, it's not quite current. It said the average wage for all occupations combined is $42,000 a year. I'm rounding. Okay. The average wage for police and sheriff's patrol is $53,000.
So it attracts more and more those characters who want to make a lot of money and who are not so much concerned about serving the public.
Yeah. Yeah, they give them a gun and they let them shoot dogs and animals and people with impunity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for, you know, you mentioned $50,000 a year about 40 years ago. Well, for $52,810 today, well, no, in 2008, you could kill with impunity and they'll pay you to do it. They'll give you a uniform, a gun, and all the accessories necessary to kill people.
And we got a saying in German, one crow doesn't hack the eyes out of another crow.
Can you say that one more time, please?
One crow doesn't pick the eyes out of another crow. That means when the proverbial menorah hits the fan, they all stick together. Birds of a feather will stick together.
Yeah, we call that the blue plague. Werner Bock, thank you so much for being with us and taking time away from your farm.
Well, not much going on here anymore, Vincent.
Well,
right now, it's
advice.
Just a question of survival.
You're absolutely right. We'll see you next time, Werner Bock.
Okay. Thank you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.